22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning. Tom Vorhall, Quilts That Care. I was so impressed, Dan, when I found out that you had talked to Tom, because on Thursday the 12th, Quilts That Care will have its fifth annual fundraiser at the Village at East Farms in Waterbury. Good morning, Waterbury. Quilts That Care is a group. Just listen to this. It's a group of Connecticut volunteers that has sewn and donated more than 2,000 one-of-a-kind quilts to those undergoing chemo and radiation therapies.
Brad Thomas in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Tom, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you, and thank you so much for the time this morning.
Well,
are we okay on speakerphone here?
Well, not really. If you're on speaker, I'd much prefer you pick up the handheld device.
Here's the handheld.
Much better. Much better. Tom, explain to our audience a bit more about Quilts That Care, what it's all about.
Quilts That Care was started in 2012. It was started by Deb Van Steenbergen, who is here with me this morning, and is also going to chime in as needed. The company was begun because Deb was sitting with her husband, who was a cancer sufferer, at the Lever Cancer Center in Waterbury, as he went through his chemo and radiation therapies. They decided that they wanted to try to make something positive out of what they were going through and what the other people around them were going through. So Deb and husband Bob decided that Quilts That Care would wrap cancer patients in hope and comfort, one quilt at a time. And from that seed came the Quilts That Care organization. And as Brad said, thank you so much for saying so. It's been 5 years now, and more than 2,000 quilts have wrapped cancer patients in that warmth.
Wow. If Deb is there, put her on. We'd like to ask her about the fundraiser on Thursday night.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Tell us about the fundraiser on Thursday night.
This Thursday, October 12th, at the Village at East Farms, which is located at 180 Scott Road in Waterbury, we are having a celebration of those that we have loved and lost and celebrating survivors. It's 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available at the door for $35. And we have food, fun, beer, wine, our signature drink, pumpkin martinis, live music and entertainment. And we will have approximately 40 quilts on display for people to see. And this year we're going to have a quilt drawing, and the whoever wins will be able to choose any quilt in the room.
Say, let me ask you about these quilts. My grandmother used to love to make quilts, and it used to take a long, long time before she completed one. I remember seeing her do this. And how did you ever get that many, and what a wonderful thing that you're doing?
Thank you. We have approximately 80 active volunteers, and the ladies do whatever they like as far as a pattern is concerned, but a lot of these quilts are done as a team effort. Several ladies will be involved with making one of the quilts, and sometimes, you know, they make them individually. And they're just an amazing group of women who love what they do and believe in our mission statement. And we're just like little machines. We have produced over 2,000 of these quilts in a matter of 5 years. We do have a small group of women who hand sew these quilts. Also, and most of our quilts are machine quilted, but again, there's a small group that like to make them by hand, as probably your grandmother did.
That's how she made them, by hand. You're right.
Now, how often do you get together? Take us through the process of how these quilts are made with the volunteers.
Well, when we started 5 years ago, we started at the Harold Lever Cancer Center in Waterbury, meeting two nights a month, and we continue to do that today. And we also have four other satellite offices that we work out of. We work out of the Bristol Library twice a month, the Litchfield Community Center twice a month. There's a group of ladies that meet in New Milford at one of the ladies' homes that meets a couple of times a month. And then we have our new headquarters, which is also located at 130 Scott Road in Waterbury. We're open every Saturday 9 to 2, and then we're open a couple of days a week on a little different schedule. So the ladies come to whichever place is most convenient for them, and a lot of them take projects home and work at home during the week, too.
This is just, this is amazing. You know, when I found out that Dan had talked to Tom and you, and you were going to come on our program, I said, wow. I mean, that really is an art, kind of a lost art, too. But look what you are doing for so many. And I can imagine what that does for the folks who have been given the quilts.
When we originally started, I obviously was thinking of the patient and what we can do for them, if we can bring them a moment of joy and happiness. But it has turned into so much more than that, personally, how I feel, and the volunteers. Many of our volunteers have also lost someone, or even cancer patients themselves. And it's a full circle of the people who make the quilts, the recipients, their families, the medical staff that's involved with the different facilities, because we also distribute these quilts to 12 different facilities in Connecticut currently. So it brings so much more than just the patient, and it's such a great feeling.
Well, this is terrific, Deb and Tom, and congratulations, really, on what you're doing, and good luck with the fundraiser on Thursday night.
Thank you guys very much for your airtime and for your support.
Well, we support it. This is just fabulous. So thanks again.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Dan.
Take care.